In Christ Jesus, whose miraculous virgin birth we proclaim to the world, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed, one of the more powerful passages in the Bible is this. It's short, but it's powerful. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So how do you describe a gift that God calls indescribable? Well, first of all, we need to know what gift this is. What gift is Paul talking about here? Well, in the second letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul is talking about the gift of God's grace. We all know that grace means undeserved love. God's undeserved love of us. But what's that? Where do you find that in the world? You see it somewhat when Christian parents unconditionally love and forgive their unruly, disobedient, wayward child. Or a Christian unconditionally forgives someone who sinned against him, like Joseph forgave his brothers for selling him into slavery. But how can you describe God's perfect, undeserved love for us sinners? Or as someone said, grace is loving the unlovable. So look at yourself. This morning, honestly, look at yourself as God views you under the law in the Ten Commandments. Anything lovable there? Just sin and darkness. We sin against God in the first table of the law by not fearing, loving, and trusting him above all things, but rather whining, complaining, doubting, worrying, not praying, praising, and giving thanks to God at all times, but rather cursing, swearing, and oftentimes playing the hypocrite. Not hearing, reading, and studying God's word as we should, but instead neglecting it. Not listening carefully when it's being taught. And not listening, treasuring its message of God's love. God demands perfect love of himself and his word. How can God love us who show so little love for God and his word? But there's more. Look at yourself again now on the second table of the law. God says, love others as God loves us. Not loving and obeying our parents. Not respecting and honoring your teachers and those in authority. Not loving others, even your best friend, the way we should as God loves us. But instead getting angry with them. Sometimes ignoring them. Not helping them when we could. Sometimes calling them names, lying, even seeking revenge, having sinful thoughts towards them. How about sexual sins and words and actions against the sixth commandment? Being selfish, wanting more and more, not sharing with others. How in the world can God love someone like us who shows so little love for others? Grace. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. It's indescribable. And yet, God does describe his grace in the scriptures. It's the babe in Bethlehem. Wrapped up in human flesh and blood, God gave us his grace as the greatest gift ever given. Sometimes when you're looking for a gift at Christmas for someone, you don't know what to do, you can always give them a gift card. Pretty easy gift to give. And it's well received by the one who receives it because they can use that gift card for anything they want to buy at the store or eat at the restaurant. It's reported that $28 billion is expected to be spent on gift cards this Christmas. But sometimes they're not the best gift. A couple years ago, I found out that a man had been given a $100 gift card at a restaurant. He didn't use it for almost 2 years. His family came, so they decided to go to that restaurant. It was well over $200, but he thought, well, I got $100 here. Didn't know that there was an inactivity clause. After a year, so much went off every month. By the time he used it, there was very little left on that gift card. In fact, I found out that 47%, almost 50%, almost half of all gift card owners eventually lose out on their gift money or don't use it. But God's gift of His Son, our Savior, is a gift certificate, a gift card that never stops giving, never loses out on its price, never runs out. That's one reason why Paul calls this gift indescribable. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Every day that we're led to repent of our sins, we turn to our Father, and we present this gift card of Jesus' full forgiveness through His shed blood. Every day, that gift card is there. It never runs out. It's always full, full of forgiveness. There's never any hidden charges. You got to do this, you got to do that. There's no time limit. It's eternal. And this gift certificate costs us nothing. It's totally free. But it costs the Father His Son. It costs Jesus, the Son, everything, His life. It's a priceless, indescribable gift certificate that is freely given. And that's one reason why every time we talk about the cradle of Christmas, we've got to talk about the cross of Good Friday. This indescribable gift of God's grace in the person of His Son was topped off, filled up, when Jesus suffered, died, and then rose again on Good Friday and Easter. For Christmas without Good Friday and Easter, that's an empty gift. No value at all. This Christmas we hold in our hands and in our heart a wonderful gift card. We can and need to use that gift card every single day of our lives. And finally, on Judgment Day, when we stand before our Heavenly Father, we present to Him that gift card of Jesus back to Him that He gave to us, and we receive everlasting life. In His great undeserved love, the Father gave us everything He had so we would have everything we need. We needed forgiveness. He gave us His Son, who shed His blood to forgive us our sins. We needed peace with God. He gave us the Prince of Peace, who brought about this blessed relationship now with our Heavenly Father. We needed power against sin and the devil. He sent the Almighty Son to conquer the devil through His death on the cross. We need comfort in life's sorrows. He gave us His living Savior, who calms our fears and dries our tears. And someday we need assurance at the time of our death. And He gives us His risen Son, who has not only already conquered death for us, but gives us life and immortality. Yes, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift of His Son, Jesus. Amen. We'll continue with hymn 99.